So, yes.
There are institutions in the UK that also are houses, if you like. So therefore, one of the questions that people often ask is, what's the point of sort of going all the way to Iran when the job can be done in London?
Yeah, that's another one that's interesting. Okay. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, there are some Hausa studies that are available to us outside of the Islamic Republic, for instance, in London. But brothers and sisters, let's not fool ourselves and think, and those who are running the Hausa in London, for instance, will tell you this, this is not comparable to what's available to you in the center. How many teachers are over there? How many foreign students do we have, let alone Iranian students? 10,000 foreign students. 10,000 have been through the system, have already gone back. The Hausa in ICAS, for instance, or one of these other institutions, there's one teacher, two teachers, 10 teachers. No, that's comparable to having 1,000 teachers? It's not even logical. So can we benefit? Why not? Should we benefit? Take advantage of what's available to us. Not disparaging that, attacking that, that's bad. No, alhamdulillah, brothers are struggling, they're pushing, but can we compare that knowledge, the drop of knowledge that I can get outside, to the knowledge that I can get inside? Secondly, the environment. Brothers and sisters who haven't been to the Islamic Republic, go to the Islamic Republic and just see what the environment is like. Is the Islamic Republic ideal? Everything has been accomplished, all of our goals and dreams? No, brothers, we have very lofty ideals. But if you compare the situation that we have right now in the Islamic Republic with what we had in the time of the Prophet, compare the mu'mineen there with the mu'mineen at the time of the Ahlul Bayt, there is no comparison. Take the worst of the brothers and sisters over there, and imagine if you wanted to go and burn the house of Hazrat Fatima. You would see qiyamah from the fusaq, let alone the mu'mineen. The mu'mineen, they've shown, when the time came for them to show their commitment to Islam, 15,000 in one day, when they came to get Imam Khomeini, take Imam Khomeini away, 15,000 people in one day, shaheed. For a representative of the Imam, what would these individuals do if the Imam was there? So, to compare this, so the atmosphere is a very different atmosphere. When you go outside, and brothers and sisters who've been to the Islamic Republic and come back from there, they'll tell you this experience. When you wake up in the morning and you hear the adhan, when you listen, you sit, and the du'as, people are praying in the streets, they're stopping the cars, everybody, so you're sitting down. You're listening to majalis of Ahlul Bayt, hearing the madlumiyah of Hazrat Fatima, you're sitting there in the streets, you're blocking the streets.
Do you think, therefore, there is a place for houses in the West, or should we just sort of close them down and focus on Iran?
No! We need houses outside also. No, we need houses. Benefit from the house. Everybody can't go. Everybody can't.
So, if you're a student of the Hausa in the West, for example, based in London, would you sort of come out of there an alim in your view? Say if you spent 5 years or 10 years studying at a Hausa in London, once you finish your studies, bear in mind you said it's very difficult to certainly in the Shia school of thought to become an alim.
Yeah.
Is it possible to do so from a Western Hausa?
From the houses that are here right now, yes. I don't think the results, to be fair and honest, the results that one could get by studying 10 years in Qom, in the presence of Grand Ayatollahs. Sure.
And how long?
Just to answer your question. So I could be studying under the student of a student, or I can benefit from the Grand Ayatollah himself. Sure. Right? Is that an insult to the Hausa in London and other places, that's bad? No. But I mean, I can sit at the feet of these grand Ayatollah, Ayatollah Wahid, Ayatollah Subhani, Ayatollah Makarem, Ayatollah Safi Gulbaikani. To compare, you know, I'm sitting in London and it's the same thing. In 10 years, it should be the same thing. No, that's not a realistic expectation.